Chapter 1 Paige crossed her long legs restlessly under the glossy wood of the conference table. She wasn't cut out for marathon meetings with multi-page agendas. The longer the suit with the receding hairline and the PowerPoint presentation droned on, the antsier she felt. She had things to do, and listening to a bunch of network drones salivate over how to milk more ratings out of an already hit show didn't get her any farther down her to-do list.
"What we really need is to see some emotion out of Gannon," the suit announced.
The next slide appeared with Gannon King's sex god face and a bar graph. Paige was pretty sure none of the handful of women in the room were looking at the graph.
"That's what the female demographic is clamoring for."
To be clear, you're not talking about his usual emotion, correct? Eddie Garaza, the man on her right, was the executive producer and ringleader of the three-ring circus known as the reality show Kings of Construction. In a room full of designer suits and shoes that cost more than most people's first cars, Eddie was wearing his trademark khakis and rumpled button-down. His trusty moccasins tapped an incessant beat under the table. Paige hid her snicker behind a cough. Gannon King's usual emotion was fiery temper that singed anyone within a 40-foot radius. A builder by trade, he was an artist with woodwork, producing furniture pieces that were one-of-a-kind works of art. The female viewership worshipped Gannon's shirtless physique, but Paige saved her lust for the furniture, not the man. With that talent came a passionate, argumentative, stubborn attitude that often held up shoots and pissed Paige off.
"We want to see the human side of him. Cat plays great in the ratings, but Gannon needs to soften up a little. Viewers will eat it up."
Cat King was Gannon's equally attractive and talented twin sister. Younger by 2 minutes, she shared Gannon's long-lashed hazel eyes, but had miles of California blonde tresses where her brother had dark hair, usually worn shaved short. Where he was abrasive, Cat was smooth. Where Gannon argued, she orchestrated compromise. Without their uncanny family resemblance, it would be difficult to make the familial connection by behavior alone.
"Paige,"
the man in the too-tight Hugo boss, "Raymond? Ralph?" gestured at her with the presentation remote.
"You've gotten into a few skirmishes with Gannon. We're looking at you to rile him up and catch him on camera. You know he's a softie for kids. See if you can push him over the edge there. There's a $5,000 bonus in it for you if there's tears from him."
She gave a nod, acknowledging that she'd heard the man without actually agreeing to anything. It was true. There had been more than a few on-set arguments between them in season one of the home renovation reality show. Gannon seemed to instinctively know what buttons to push to send her into an internal maelstrom. Given the instant success the show had been, the network had ordered a 12-episode second season, which would give her plenty of time to get into it with the brash host. If she were that kind of field producer. But as much as she needed an extra $5,000, she wasn't going to set up Gannon and push him over the edge or stir up his emotions for fun. He might be an asshole, but he was an extremely talented asshole. And in her heart of hearts, his open hatred of network bullshit was something that she could respect. Not that she'd ever tell him that. Eddie jabbed her under the table with the capped end of his ballpoint pen.
"We'll do our best,"
Eddie told Raymond Ralph, his face a perfect poker mask while Paige's fingers flew over the laptop making notes. Behind the same wire-rimmed glasses he'd worn since the mid-90s, Eddie never gave up what he was thinking with unnecessary facial expressions or body language. He spoke plainly and knew when a battle wasn't worth fighting. That's why, in an industry of perpetual youth chasers, Eddie rocked a head of silver, fluffy hair and had never been near a Botox needle.